It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome back, baseball family. We are here. We are live. We are happening, and we are happy about it. How are you, Mr. Bradman?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Brig. How are you?
I'm great. Baseball family, you need to know something about Brad and I. When we play that intro music, we dance our pants off, and it is irreverent, and it's sometimes a little violent on my end, I guess. And I don't know if I'm doing physical therapy or needing it soon hereafter, but here we are.
It's 48 seconds of exercise.
It's so much fun. Baseball family, we really are excited that you're here. We really are excited to get into this because the weekend is going to be exciting. It's going to be magical, partly because I woke up this weekend and I realized that it's about to be July. And I thought, well, now hold on. July is historically the time of the year that I don't watch as much baseball. I don't know if it's that way for you, Brad, but I just feel like some things lag a little bit. Some of the division races are exciting. A lot of them have been kind of taken care of by now, at least you'd think. And then you get lulled to sleep in July, right? And then stuff happens and you're like, what? Did I miss that? And if you're not paying attention, bam. Anyway, so I had this I have to remind myself of that every year, and that happened again over the last couple of days. So jumping into July, we're going to tell you about what games to watch this weekend because there are some series you're not going to want to miss. But first, we have got to talk about some of these current events because there's a couple that are just absolutely insane. Before we kick it off, baseball family, we would love for you to interact with us while we're live on this show. We do it every Thursday night. So jump into the comments on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. We're glad you're all here with us. And let us know if you have questions, comments, or concerns while we're going. Make sure you give us your name so that we know who to call out, unless you want to remain anonymous, at which point we will not hold that against you because sometimes the best comments are done in anonymity. All right, Brad. Frederick Freeman.
Oh boy.
We got some news about Mr. Freddie Freeman and his agent, actually. And yeah. What happened, just for those of you who do not know, this is what's gone on. Somebody threw up a tweet, and the tweet alleged that Freddie's agent never alerted him to the Atlanta Braves' final offer before he went to the Dodgers, that he was never made aware of the last offer that they put up, that it was essentially the same one the Dodgers made, that it was something that we have been led to believe he would have accepted in the event of his foreknowledge. But so now we're getting into some of the hearsay and speculation about it, but that he didn't move to it or extend with Atlanta because he didn't know. Okay.
So here's one of the interesting things about this, Briggs. So this story broke. Doug Gottlieb of Fox Sports tweeted this out and broke the news. Now, the thing about Gottlieb is he is primarily a basketball guy, so I'll be honest with you. I was a little shocked that he was the one to tweet this out. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he is on the record as being an Angels fan.
Okay.
So that being said, he does like baseball, so he'll talk baseball during the summer. But on the other hand, like, I don't want to say that possibly he's putting a little, trying to put a little bit of dissension in there in that Dodger clubhouse as an Angel fan with some influence, right? I don't know that that was necessarily the case, because today Freddie Freeman's former agent came out and said that was not true, that he was going to be pursuing legal action. And so, I mean, honestly, to me, after this weekend with the Dodgers being in Atlanta and then seeing that he fired his agent, but not seeing why, I was like, I wonder if Freddie Freeman had a little bit of buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
Right. That was my first thought, that he's like, maybe he got a little bit of pressure from his agent. Like, hey, they're giving you the extra year. You don't need these jokers because they're not going to respect you. Go to LA where, you know, you're going to win every single year. And so then he's
like, wow, I got some really bad advice.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And maybe thinking like, oh man, I got some really bad advice. Should have stayed regardless. And then boom, gone. Yeah. Well, as it turns out, that may or may not have been the case necessarily. That
sure.
More nefarious dealings were going on.
Right. Well, maybe. So maybe. And that's the problem here. On his podcast today, David Sampson said that there's no way Freddie Freeman didn't know about this, that there's no way that a guy who's been with that club for 10 years and has had the impact, has brought the fans to the ballpark, everything that he did in Atlanta, there's absolutely no way that the front office people did not communicate directly with Freddie and say, are you sure? Are you absolutely sure? Sampson brought up, now, for those of you who don't know, David Sampson was the president of the Miami Marlins, the Florida Marlins, when they started. So he's done all of this before. And he said that this is not the way it goes. And you really should go listen to his podcast, because the way he describes it is really good. He goes about it in a really good way. But anyway, he said that all of these allegations are hogwash, basically. What does he call it?
Horse hockey.
He calls it horse hockey. It's like not even possible that this allegation is true. So I'm going to keep going for a minute. I live in Braves country. So I called and had a conversation with one of my Braves friends. I don't know how to say that. Anyway,
one of your friends who's a Braves fan. How's that?
There you go. Thank you. I say I have an editor. All right, one of my friends who's a Braves fan, and he said that a lot of the speculation was about Freddie's wife, actually. She's from Southern California, the L.A. area specifically, that she's a real estate agent, pretty successful one, I guess, in that area, and that he may be getting pressure from his wife to move back to home, closer to family, et cetera, et cetera, so that she could be with those people doing her job. And, you know, wouldn't you like a little work a little closer to home? Kind of a thing to pull from Hamilton, those of you paying attention. The idea is that she was maybe getting a bunch of flack from the fan base that now that the tweet came out was misaligned, was maligned, right? It didn't make any sense. And now that the tweet maybe has no bearing at all on the reality of the situation either, now the fan base is all up in arms and trying to figure out what's going on again, because the fact remains that the feelings of the fans are hurt. That's it. Just hurt feelings. And it's business for some people, obviously, but it's not for the fans. And that's tough, man.
Yeah, it really is. Well, and not just his wife. I mean, he's from Orange, California. He went to high school in Orange, California. So those are his stomping grounds, right?
For sure.
The only way he could get closer to where he grew up was to play for the Angels. So I feel like the move made sense to everybody, right? That these players, they try to make as much money as they can, as fast as they can, and they try to get these as long a term contract as they can, because that means that A, their money is stretched out, and B, they're employed for longer. I mean, I say this all the time, that having worked as a contractor for an entire year, that like there are times where it's like, boy, I sure wish I had something to do today. It'd be nice if I had gotten in writing that there was going to be work today, right?
Yeah.
And so I can see that as a baseball player, like, granted, they're making way more money than I was.
Sure.
Right. But at the same time, though, like, not having income can be scary regardless of how much money you have.
And they are contractors.
And I had never thought of that until last year, that they're contractors.
They're contractors.
If they don't have a contract, they do not have a job. And that contract, just like any other contractor, can be cut
Yep.
Based on the desires of the person who extended the contract. So
yep.
I understand wanting the stability, wanting the money, everything. That all makes sense to me. It made perfect sense for me for him to go to LA. But now seeing this weekend, I was kind of like, maybe, I don't know. Like the whole thing with the agent could have happened. The whole thing with his wife pressuring him could have happened. And I think there still could have been some buyer's remorse on his part.
I think it's probably a mixture of everything. Mm-hmm. My personal opinion, I'm with Samson. I don't think this is the agent's fault. I think maybe the pressure, like you're asserting, came from the agent and him saying, no, guy, we said 6 years. Stick to your guns. Be worth the respect you should command. Okay, I get all that, and I think that's super possible. But this erroneous claim that nobody knew about it and that he kept it under his hat until just the right time when it wasn't possible to go back, I don't buy it. I'm not buying it.
That's tough because that's a major breach of trust between a player and an agent. And the agent, I've always felt like, was supposed to represent the player and have their best interest in mind, unless he's Scott Boras, of course, because he has his own best interest in mind, as we know. No. But I would think that somebody like this, who, I mean, from what I understand, is his agent has a pretty good reputation among the league.
Clayton Kershaw's agent was Derek Jeter's agent,
yes,
by the way.
Yeah. I didn't know he's Jeter's agent, but I mean, to be representing those guys, he's got to have a good reputation. And this does not seem like somebody with a good reputation would do.
I don't think so. That's my personal opinion as well. Yeah. Speaking of David Sampson, baseball family, we spoke with him and that conversation is live. Actually, you can jump on YouTube or you can get into Apple Podcasts. You can get on Spotify, wherever you get our podcast. If you did not know, we had a conversation with David Sampson. It was awesome. It was really, really good. Great. And he, like I said, he opened our eyes to some things we didn't know about before. So just to make sure you're getting informed about everything, if you're on Apple, if you're on Spotify, hit the follow button so you can get informed every time we drop an episode. For everybody else using a different platform where there is not a follow button, you can subscribe, right? Which is, I guess, what everybody else calls it.
Yeah.
And we call the big show. It comes out every Tuesday morning, rain or shine, hell or high water. And it's the most fun we have. Okay. Jumping in, Brad, we got to talk about 4th of July hats again. For those of you that did listen to the episode this week, we tarnished New Era's reputation one more time. Actually, they did it themselves. We just called them on it.
I was going to say, I don't know that we necessarily did it. I think you're right.
They don't need our help. They don't need our help. And just when we think they can't do anything right at all,
they go do something like this and totally redeem themselves. And
crush it. Yeah. So, okay. They release the 4th of July hats and then they go ahead and drop this alternate hat. They're calling Summer Nights, right? Summer Nights series. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Summer Nights collection. It's so
much better. We're like, awesome. Why are these not? So, Brad, put it up on the shelf.
Look everybody. At this Braves hat. Holy moly. A white crown with a navy blue visor. The way the logo pops against the white, holy smokes. Look at this Pirates hat, Brig. This is one of the best logos in all of Major League Baseball. And it looks so good against that white crown. I'm not necessarily one for the plain S in Seattle, but come on now.
It's clean.
It's very clean. And then another one of the best logos in baseball, the Reds. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
it's so good.
That's awesome. And here's your Yankees hat, Brig. This is your next hat.
I got to have that. I got to get it.
Navy blue with red trim, navy blue bill against the white crown. They all have red eyelets and a navy blue squatchy. That's awesome. Yep. Why are they red not wearing these? Yes, the red undervisor. Why are they not wearing these in the All-Star game or on the 4th of July? That's what I want to know.
They should be 4th of July hats.
Holy moly.
Yeah, it's so
new era. So
infuriating.
Prioritize things. Get your priorities straight. Get some good hats out there.
This is what I was thinking. I was like, all right, here's what I think went down. Somebody had a bright idea. And they got outvoted because it wasn't bold enough. Those are not necessarily bold hats. Yeah. They're clean. They're very strong, but they're not loud. They're not aggressive in any way. The ones they went with are loud and they're aggressive and they're very bold. And I just got to feel like somebody at the New Era design team went, here's what I think we should do in this classic, beautiful, you know, off-white crown with these beautiful designs. And somebody went, no, we have to compete with Nike. Give me something louder. And that's how we ended up with the NASCAR hats we have now. That's what I think.
You're probably right, honestly. Got to be loud. Make it loud.
Yeah. Got to compete with Nike. All right.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Yeah.
Speaking of hats.
All-Star Game hats. More hats. All-Star Game hats have been released. We love hats. I don't know if you noticed. All-Star Game hats have been released. And I laughed just until I peed my pants, actually, because Brad is in love with mesh hats. And this is what they got going on this year at the All-Star Game. Brad loves nothing more than having a stippled effect on his bald pate. That's what he wants. That's his best summer. It's his favorite summer look. He wants his top of his head from the front of the crown back to look like
I gotta have freckles, Brig. I need
grip.
Freckles
yeah.
on the top of my head. Only on the back, though. Only on the back third.
That's exactly right.
Two thirds, because that front is covered up. So maybe I wear it. Maybe I rotate it with the sun. I don't know.
Yeah.
My goodness.
It's so past noon and roll it around.
So this is the thing that's really funny about this is that I was on the Not Another Sports podcast with our friend Jason and his friend David, and we were talking about hats because we actually talked about the 4th of July hats, and I said something about how, man, at least they didn't go with the mesh. And they're like, well, those weren't really that well received. And I brought up what Samson told us about how, no, you don't have any, it doesn't matter what the players think. The league says this is what you're wearing. And it just so happened, here we are at the All-Star Game. The league says, here, more mesh. This is what you're wearing. My good golly. Come on, Major League Baseball.
It's so bad. Now, hold on. I do like the black. That's very clean. The black I like the gold. Good. The gold is great. I don't love the star. And I'll tell you why. Because the first one of these I saw was an Astros hat, and it looked like an asterisk. And I was like, oh, somebody's making a joke. And then I was like, no, they all look that way. And it just kind of depends on where the logo, how the logo is weighted as to where the star is located. But
well, because for the Astros, that's a star and a star, right?
Yeah, so at a distance on a small thumbnail, I thought it was an asterisk, and I about died laughing. And then I thought, oh no. Okay. Anyway,
yeah.
So keep bringing it up.
Obviously, the star is Hollywood, right? Like that's what the whole thing is, because it's the whole thing for the All-Star Game has not been send your players to LA. It's send them to Hollywood. That's the whole thing they're doing. That's why it's black and gold, whatever. But I don't know. Come on, man. I will not be buying any hats for the foreseeable future until they get away from these stupid mesh hats, because they're not functional for me. A snapback is really functional for me. My Barely. Goodness.
Yeah.
But anyway, inflation has prices on everything climbing except for supporting us, our baseball family. We haven't changed our prices on the shop or on Patreon, where you can help us get things going that we want to get moving for as price as low as $5. That is much cheaper than Briggs bougie coffee these days, because I'm sure inflation has got your coffee up around $10. So check us out on Patreon. Like we said, $5 if you want to go a little bit higher, 10 and then 15. There's different benefits and things like that for every level. Now let's go ahead and get into this weekend's games.
Let's do it.
This is one of my favorite things we do all week, Brig. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't know that, but I love it too, is what I mean.
It's great. So Friday night, we have Apple TV, our Apple TV Plus game. We have the Rangers at the Mets. I mean, the Mets have been really good. They got swept by the Astros, though.
Yeah.
Like twice in like 2 weeks. So the Mets are riding the struggle bus right now. I think that having the Rangers come to town is a great way to get back on track.
Yep.
But
the Rangers are tough, right? They're that thorn team, like I said, like we've talked about in the past. So
yeah, they are.
I'm just glad it's in New York. I think you're right. The fact that it's in New York is going to make it a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
If they were in Arlington, it would probably be a tougher series, honestly.
It might be, yeah.
Just, yep, I think but right. I think it could be interesting, but I think the most interesting part of this is going to hopefully give the Mets a little bit of breathing room that they need. Not that you can take a day off. That's not what I'm saying at all, but should be easier than trying to beat Houston.
Yeah, I would think Houston's hot right now. Yeah. They're playing really, really well.
They beat the Yankees tonight, 2-1.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. It's they split that series with the Yankees last weekend too, and and never trailed until the game was over.
Exactly.
That's saying something, I feel like. But then that game is at 7 p.m. Eastern time, and then the 8 p.m. game we have the Angels, speaking of the Astros, at the Astros. This game has quite a bit of implications for the American League West. I feel like the Astros can essentially bury the Angels if they sweep them.
Yep.
The Mariners have a really easy schedule coming up. The Rangers are playing well enough to stay above the Angels. They can pretty much bury them in fourth place with a sweep in this series, in my opinion.
Yeah. It's a three-game series. Mm-hmm. And I will say that if the Angels find a way to win this series, I will take a pie in the face.
Oh.
They'll have to sweep the series. They just got to win 2 out of 3. If they can go 2 out of 3, then my kid gets to put a pie in my face.
That's tough, because after last weekend, I'd have been like, yes, go Angels, win that series. But now I'm kind of like really, really struggling with the Angels these days. But then it's the Astros. Yeah. Like, oh, man.
Yeah.
But I might just be cheering for success. So there's a pie.
Yeah, there could be a pie. There could be a pie. Let's see.
Because you are yet to get a pie.
I haven't had a pie yet. You've had two pies. I need a pie. That's why I keep throwing it out there. But maybe they just need my mojo. Maybe that's all.
Maybe.
I don't know. I lend it out. It's interest free. It's fine.
There you go. All right. Saturday, speaking of the American League West, on FS1, we got the A's at the Mariners. That one is 4 p.m. Eastern. This is a huge series for Seattle. Gotta win this series. The thing that's nice about this is that the Mariners have had a lot of success against the A's the last year. Like swept them last week in Oakland. So I'm not too worried about this series in Seattle. The problem is, though, is that the Mariners have an under 500 record at home, but they're above 500 on the road.
So weird, man.
It's weird because Jewel and I were talking on the Seattle Baseball Together pod earlier this season, because at that point, the Mariners had been losing on the road, but they were winning at home. So I was like, they got to figure out how to win on the road or they're not going to have any success. Well, they figured out how to win on the road, but they forgot how to win at home. So
so stupid.
I don't know. I do feel That's like hard. They're about a week or two away from everything clicking and everything getting back to where we're expecting, because they're going to get Mitch Haniger back about the All-Star break. Should be getting Kyle Lewis back very soon from a concussion, I hope. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Right. But we'll see how that goes.
Here's my thing. This is a must-win for Seattle no matter what. They've got to win the series, and it's going to start with this game. The other thing I will say is that I think you're right. I think the next 2 weeks, three maybe, if things aren't starting to really turn back around, I think that'll be it. That'll be all she wrote.
Yeah, it could be. Right now they've won 7 of 9. So
that's great. It's great.
Playing really well. Like I said, they swept the A's. They're going for 6 in a row, and then there was the brawl, lost some guys to ejection, and then lost that game, and then came out flat the next day. Kirby had the worst game of his young career so far, and the Orioles just blasted, and then they won the next two games against the Orioles. But that's the kind of schedule the Mariners have right now. The rest of the way, the rest of the season, they had their 24th in strength of schedule. So things have lined up for them perfectly. They were first up until the middle of June. Now they're 24th.
Wow. Okay.
That's a big deal.
That's awesome.
They have to beat the teams they're supposed to beat. That's right. The thing.
And Oakland is one of them. They got to beat them.
Most definitely.
It's a must win for every reason you just said. Okay.
Yep.
Well, okay.
Fox on Saturday night.
Fox on Saturday night, 7 p.m. Saturday Eastern time. According to your local listings, you can watch one of these two games. Either you can see the Red Sox at Wrigley, which is cool, or you can see the Padres in LA play the Dodgers. Here's what it comes down to for me. If you're going to watch the Red Sox, then Boston really needs to sweep this series. There's no reason Boston doesn't take the series all the way around, but they should sweep it. This should be a no-brainer. Boston. Mm-hmm. So if you want to watch Boston play terrific baseball, then tune into this game. Unless it's the only game you have, then tune into it. moving down to the Southwest, Padres at Dodgers, I think for me it's the biggest series of the weekend. This is playoff preview stuff. this is probably the most heavily contested division in all of baseball right now. This is big, big time stuff for every reason. So for me, you absolutely have to watch this game or this series. Yeah. If you're going to watch baseball, this is the one.
Yep. I absolutely agree with you. That's the biggest series of the weekend. It's awesome. I love when the teams that are 1-2 play each other. They're so much fun.
Yeah. I love it. Unless you're 13 games back or whatever.
Unless you're 13 games back, because that makes a huge difference. But anyway, in case you missed the announcement, baseball family, we are now partnered with Chinook Seedery to bring you discounts and the best sunflower seeds ever. Take a look right here. We've got them on the screen now.
Yeah, they're there.
Every purchase you make is 10% off and also helps support the show when you use code BTPOD at ChinookCedary.com. Again, that's BTPOD at ChinookCedary.com. We'll put a link down in the doobly-doo for you so you can get there easily if you want to go buy some seeds. My favorite is the Hatch Chili. Brig, yours is the Parmesan and Pepper?
Yeah, but that dill pickle is nothing. It's nothing short of spectacular.
I was a little nervous to try the dill pickle, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because of how terrible my experience was with the Spitz ones. These taste like fried pickles. They're outstanding.
They do. They taste like fried pickles. Good. But and there's a roasty thing. Oh, man.
And that's one of the things I was just going to say about the barbecue is those are the best barbecue seeds I've ever had. Legitimately.
Yep. You know what I figured it out about the Smokehouse Barbecue?
What's that?
It's the brown sugar. It leads with a brown sugar sweet, and then it moves into a tiny bit of spice and ends super smoky. And if you're patient enough, like I am, to crack through the seed shell and get to the seed itself, man, the reward is huge payoff. Mm-hmm. Every one of these seeds, like the seed itself, not the shell, the shell flavor is amazing, but the seeds themselves are the best tasting seeds I've ever had. And they're the biggest. Have you noticed how many of them are like two times the size they should be?
The seed itself is enormous.
Yeah. It's so good. Man, it's so satisfying. No, gone are the days where you crack through the shell to an empty shell, heaven forbid, but then a tiny, tiny sliver of one. No, these guys are not pulling those games. And it's really cool. I don't know how you quality control track the inside of a seed shell, but they must be somehow.
But somehow they've got them. Anyway, okay, let's move on, Brig. Let's wrap this thing up before we go too long. So we have this Sunday, Wake Up in Baseball on Peacock. That's noon Eastern. Wake up for some of you, wake up for me on the West Coast. Anyway, got the Royals at the Tigers. Why is this game on national television? Did Peacock not pay enough for baseball? Like, that's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Was Major League Baseball you can have these two games.
Yeah, we don't know if your platform's going to be around anymore soon. So why would we? They must have weird viewership or weird subscribership or something. And
the only thing I can think of is that this game was scheduled. They do not flex. And I mean, I thought the Tigers were going to be better this year. We thought the Royals were going to be a pest, but they're not even that.
Not anymore. Nope.
So. They're going to look like it on Sunday because they're playing Tigers, but
anyway. Right. Yeah. Well, and that's what I think. Sometimes watching two really good teams is just as good as watching two really bad teams.
It's true.
Right? It's as just long as good.
The field is level, right?
That's all we ask for. And this is a great opportunity. And Miggy is chasing that record. So you tune in to see Miggy.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. And then Sunday night on ESPN, got the Cardinals at the Phillies. Take a look at the Bryce Harper-less Phillies to see how they respond. The Cardinals will either be in first place or right there in the NL Central. So the Cardinals are a great team this year. How the Phillies play against a contender, at least a playoff contender, because we don't know what the Phillies are yet. So we're still going to have to fill them out, no pun intended, for a little while to see how things are going to go without Bryce Harper. So
the chair just broke. There, that's cool. I will tell you that we got a screenshot. That look on my face was probably fabulous. Did you know Kyle Schwarber has more home runs than the entire Detroit lineup?
Doesn't surprise me. Actually, it does surprise me a little bit because they have Javi Baez. Like, why is that dude? Why did he disappear? Why did he go to Detroit and completely disappear?
Well, he's playing terrible baseball.
Yeah, I know.
It's terrible. It's unreal. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's weird. Maybe did the Cubs see something we didn't? Because I remember, so real quick about Baez, remember we read in Cubs Way forever ago, they talked about how Baez had like a hitch in his swing and there were some things about him that people, that teams weren't sure about.
Yep.
But the Cubs were like, we can work with it. And they did. But now they like, I don't know. It's weird. It's really weird.
Yeah. It's probably a lot of things. But anyway, baseball family, thank you for joining us. Brad thinks Angels Astros is the series to watch this weekend. I think it's Padres Dodgers. We're pretty excited to see how these go. Which series are you most excited to see? And if you have any other questions for us, anything you want to get involved in or anything you want to ask us or poke fun at us about, like my chair breaking or whatever, you can do that on baseballtogether.com. You can leave us a voicemail. You can drop us a line with a message. If it's appropriate, language appropriate, we will share it on the show and answer your questions that way. So baseballtogether.com is the where and you're the why.
And the mail and the mailbag form is the how. But anyway, thanks for joining us, baseball family. We're going to get out of here. We'll catch you next week.